Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and again, we're just replacing a few of the shiurim that Rabbi Novak recorded because the sound quality was very difficult. But Rabbi Novak will be resuming with the shiurim in a day or two. So we're just stopgap filling in. So we are in the first parak of Baba Basra, and we're up to the third and fourth Mishnayos. So right now we're up to the third Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel. And the Mishnah tells us, Hamakif es chavero shlosha ruchosav. If one person's property surrounds another person's property on three sides, v'gadar es harishona, v'es hashnia, v'es hashlishis, and that person builds a fence on the first, second, and third sides. So imagine, if you will, a table where people sit in a U formation around it. So those three sides, imagine now, is someone's property, and he builds a fence on those three sides, so it's still open on one side. Ein mechayven oso. We do not obligate the person who owns the inner property to contribute towards the cost of the fence. And the Bart Neuro explains, he says, Ein mechayven oso, we don't require him. Dehalo ahani lehe midi, because the fact that those three sides are fenced in don't help him at all. She'adayen karka shelo pesucha, because his property is still open. So as someone who wants to go into his property can just enter from the open side. He doesn't benefit from his neighbor's fence, even though it surrounds his property on three sides. Rabbi Yossi says, Im amad v'gadar es haravias, if the owner of the interior property then gets up and builds a fence on the fourth side, magalglen alav es hakol, then we make him pay towards the cost of everything, because he's benefiting from the fencing on the first three sides as well. Now let's take a look at the end of the Bart Neuro that we just started. So according to the Tana Kama, the first opinion in the Mishnah, it says, Aval im gadar es haravias, if he built a fence on the fourth side, dehashta vadaya hanile, now it certainly helps him, mechayven oso l'shalem mechza dame kanim bezul, then we make him pay half the cost of what a cheap reed fence would have cost. So even if the first property owner, the one who owns the three outer sides, even if he built a fence of stones, we only make the person on the inside pay half of what a cheap reed fence would have cost. Why is that? We don't make him pay for whatever the guy used. De amar le, because the interior owner can say, lididi sagili b'mechitza shel kanim. He says, I would have been satisfied with a reed fence, something that's cheap and simple. I don't require something as elaborate and expensive as you built, such as this stone wall. And that's why we would only require him to pay for a cheap fence. However, according to Rabbi Yossi, Magalgalin Alav Es Hakol, then if he builds the fourth wall, we make him pay for the first three. Mechitzas Yitziosav Kefi Masha Gadar. We make him pay for the value of whatever the first property holder installed, whether it's stone or brick or what have you. V'hainu de'ika bein Tana Kama l'Rabbi Yossi. And this is the difference of opinion between the first speaker in our Mishnah and Rabbi Yossi. Moving on to Mishnah Dalid. Kosel chatzar shenafal, if the wall of a courtyard falls down, mechayven oso livnoso ad arba amos, then one partner, one of the residents who owns this property jointly with another, can compel the other to rebuild this wall as high as 4 cubits, which is about 6 feet. Bechezkas shenasan, and there is a presumption that the other party has paid for it, because this is a well-known obligation. Everyone knows that when you do this, you have to pay. So if they go to court, if he says, I built this wall and he didn't pay his share, the burden of proof is on the plaintiff in that case, because there's a presumption that one has paid in such a situation. Ad shiyavi raya shelo nasan. So the burden of proof is on the plaintiff, the one who put up the fence and wants to collect money, that he did not pay. Me'arba amos v'lamala, if he insists on building it higher than 4 cubits. So he wants to build it 6 cubits, 8 cubits, 10 cubits. Ein mechayven oso. He cannot compel the other owner to contribute towards that. That's on him. Samach lo kosel acher, and if the other property owner builds another wall close to it, so let's say the first person puts up a wall 8 cubits tall, much higher than it needs to be, and the other person builds another wall next to it, and he's going to put a roof over it, Af al pi shelo nasan alav es hatikra, even though he did not yet put that ceiling or roof on top of it, magaglan alav es hakol, we obligate him to contribute towards the cost of the taller wall, because we see that he wants it, he desires it, and he's going to benefit from it. So his making of another wall so that he can build a carport or something like that shows us that he is okay with it. However, in this case, b'chizkas shelo nasan, the presumption is that he has not yet paid for that addition to the wall, ad sheyavi raya shenasan. So if they end up in court and he says, I put up this wall 8 cubits tall and he didn't pay for his share, and he says, yes, I did, in this case, the burden of proof is on the defendant to prove that he did pay, because again, this is something beyond the normal course of things. This is not the obligation that everyone knows is on a person, and since it's unusual, he has to prove that he went beyond the normal course of things. All right, that's Mishnah Daled. Join us tomorrow, and we will conclude this chapter with Mishnayos Hey and Vav.